James Shremko, how are you, my friend?
Good, thank you, Timbo. How are you?
I'm excellent. Now, mate, tell us, our listeners, anyone who's listening here, about this juggernaut that is Fastweb Formula 3. What is it?
Fastweb Formula 3 is a three-day live event in October in Queensland, Australia, and it really centres around the topic of internet marketing.
And Fastweb Formula 3 tells me that it's the third one. There have been two previously. How's it going to differ?
Well, the first Fastweb Formula was where I took my whole process, my last 6 years' worth of information, and pushed it into a mind map. And that mind map became the basis for the formula. And in fact, it was something that I taught this guy who wanted to build out his business. So I made this mind map and taught it to him. That was the first application of it. And then I thought, I'm going to teach this to my whole community. So we called this event and I walked them around this mind map for 3 days in a row. And it was such a good event. It really unlocked the doors for people. They said, I get it now. I understand how this internet works. Then Fastweb Formula 2 was just a further development. We just brought in some more experts and fleshed out some of those strands in more detail because the community's growing up in this country.
Okay, so Fastweb Formula 2, in fact, you brought in some special guests into Fastweb Formula 2, and now Fastweb Formula 3, before you tell us what are you going to cover and who is speaking alongside you on the stage, is who's it suited to?
It's suited to internet marketers and it's suited to business owners who want to get a grasp of this internet marketing phenom. It's now, this year, it's a lot more known to normal businesses because we see it on radio stations and TV programs. We hear about Facebook and Twitter. So for businesses wanting to understand the internet channel and get access to the best information from an international expert level, and also if they want to meet suppliers and joint venture partners and people who can promote their business, this is exactly the place you would go.
I think you hit the nail on the head there where you say, like, there is, you know, clearly, Fastweb Formula 3 is going to be suited to the would-be internet marketer, the internet marketer that is currently having a real crack at developing their online business. But more and more, these fantastic strategies that are being applied by clever internet marketers like yourself are absolutely applicable to the business owner, the bricks and mortar business owner, the service business owner, product, B2B, B2C. These are just clever strategies that will enable people to get more inquiry and more sales. Is that fair?
It is, and it's not like these really formal trade industry type, you know, things with stiff sort of, you know, suits and ties and corporates trying to sell you their wares. This is guerrilla internet marketing. This is in the trenches. This is the real stuff. And we've got,
this is roll the sleeves up and get going.
Yeah, this is like this is the edge. This is stuff that is coming, and the business owner has a decision to make. Do they want to get access to it now, or do they want to wait 2 or 3 years until it gets rolled out by large organisations who are going to charge them 5 times as much?
Yeah, good point. It is the edge. It really is this stuff that, and I'll get you to now share who is speaking and what they're going to cover. And I think anyone listening to this will soon realise that this really is cutting edge marketing knowledge. So tell us what you're going to cover first and foremost, and then share with the listeners who else we can expect to see on stage.
Right. Well, I've been doing this full-time for 3 years now, so I've really developed a good routine, and that's things like having my daily dashboard and my focus finder on how I actually assess which business opportunities I'll be working on. And I'm going to take people through some of those things so they can get up and running as fast as possible. I'm also going to talk about how to sell, because I realize that part of my internet marketing success has been where I can translate concepts and have people come on board with services and, you know, become customers of mine. And I've treated them the same way that I used to treat Mercedes-Benz clients. And if you're prepared to step away from the computer and actually sell, and I mean like face-to-face or from stage or small group, you can get tremendous results. In fact, you can add a zero to whatever you're selling. That's the starter. I'm also going to take people through my project stream. That is how I organize my projects and get them completed, and give them a big picture overview of the sort of things that I've structured in my business, the business divisions that I've stopped doing and the business divisions that I've started doing, and why. Because I like to think that I'm moving along with the market, and I'm good at spotting opportunities, and I'll share with people why I've chosen certain strategies over others.
James, I know the answer to this question, but I think it's worth, in case there are people listening who don't know you or haven't previously been to a Fastweb Formula, this is not an opportunity for you. It's not a show and tell for James Schramko to say, this is how I do it. Clearly, people want to see how you do it, but you're also going to give them the action plan to say, you know, and if you want to do it, then here's how, this is what you should do.
Well, in the first Fastweb Formula, I revealed my mafia plan, which is essentially a one-page mind map. And that maps out what my business looks like. It was something I drafted prior to achieving the full plan. And then I went along and ticked all the boxes and I built a $1 million+ business. And I'll be updating that and releasing the new mafia plan. So yes, you can take the concept and apply it to your own business. And that's really the whole point. I don't care about you cloning my business and building my business. I care about you understanding the key points and differentiators and seeing how that fits your business. Now, I think you know, Timbo, that I can actually sit down with just about any business owner and apply this to their business with some deep meaning, because we've done the same exercise.
Yeah, we have. And it is, I mean, it's incredible how, you know, the process that you're going to share, it really, as you follow it, it really drills down into allowing you to focus on, you know, what you could focus on, what you're good at, where the money is at the end of the day and where the lifestyle is. And that's what it's all about, isn't it?
I think there'll be a few aha moments. That's really the reaction I'm looking for. I'm looking for the aha, yeah, I get it. I see what I'm supposed to be doing now, and I'm going to go and pursue it with passion.
Do you think in a room of 200 or 300, 400, however many people you're expecting, there's going to be enough quiet to hear the pennies drop?
Yeah, that's something that it happens at every event that I have. The room is so quiet that I wonder if I've sent them all to sleep. Actually, I have to, and really it's just the brain cogs ticking going, oh, I see, you know, yep. And it happens every yep. single time. So, you know, bring your notepad because you're going to be taking notes. And it's, I don't often use this expression, but it really is a life-changing event, because you'll see what you can do. You'll see possibilities, but you'll also see how other people have implemented their strategies. That's why I bring other people in, to really hone in on areas of expertise where maybe I'm not the super expert on, or I bring in someone else to explain it in a different way so that I'm not boring people. I used to run these things just me for 3 days. The first four events, it was just me. And then the next few events, I started bringing in a few guests so that we could make it a little more exciting.
So tell us
exciting.
A bit about the lineup, James.
Well, we've got one of my students coming out from the UK to show us how he's implemented many of my core teachings, so that you hear it from someone else. And he's got a really creative way of using Groupon to sell events. So anyone who's a coach or a business who's thinking of or heard of Groupon or one of their clones might be interested in the techniques that my student has been using. And that's okay. Very interesting. We've got another guy coming to talk to us about domain portfolios, on how to monetize them. I mean, we can all register a domain, and God knows, you and I probably got a few spare ones.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice to know how you can actually make money from your portfolio? And that's the core message we'll be talking about with this expert.
A well overdue topic, I would add to that.
Yes. We've got Ed Dale coming up. He's probably one of the biggest internet marketing names in the Southern Hemisphere, and he's coming up to talk about market leadership and future trends. Now, he's good at trend spotting and telling us what technology we'll be using next year and where the market's moving, and I'm sure his commentary will be invaluable. We then move to a WordPress expert. Most of the people in the internet marketing scene have heard of or are using WordPress as a website platform. And this expert's going to take us through building WordPress portals, which is really like property development for websites. It's how to build out an amazing website property development that you can monetize with revenue, or you could sell as an asset. So that'd be fantastic.
That'll be really interesting. So that's just to be clear there, without going into too much detail, but that's about like creating, you know, buying domains, developing them into websites, and actually monetizing them into a whole almost micro web of your own sites, yeah?
Yep, it's just imagining that websites are like property, and it's showing you how to develop that property using the WordPress platform.
Brilliant.
For example, this expert sets up her own article directories on WordPress and publishes her own content across multiple websites, so that she actually is building an asset that can be leveraged. Next expert is one of our mutual friends, actually, Mike Rhodes, who's probably one of, I'd say he's one of the top AdWords guys in the world, really. He's got such a boutique agency. They deal with high caliber clients. He's coming to tell us what's new with Google AdWords and how normal businesses are using AdWords to have people call directly from their telephone, the content network updates, which sort of AdWords settings you should have in your account to get the best result.
Well, that's about as close to Google and or Perry Marshall, who's right up there in the world of Google and AdWords, as you'll get. I mean, Mike is a serious player there, so to get some stage time with him, that's big time.
Mike is a brainiac.
He is a brainiac.
Okay, then we go. We're going old school copywriting. We've got one of Australia's leading high end copywriters who writes for really big clients, especially normal businesses, not necessarily internet businesses. He writes copy for the big power hitting companies, and he's going to come and talk to us about the inner game, about how to really tap into the client mindset and discover what things are keeping them up at night, and how we can sell easily to these people by helping them and solving problems, but really grappling with that mindset behind copywriting. So I'm looking forward to that.
I'll put that my hand up for that probably being one of the most the session I'm looking forward to the most. I just think writing in general, whether we're talking online internet marketing writing or just marketing writing, or just writing generally, it's underdone, and it's a skill, and it's a skill that you've got to learn if you're going to be successful in communicating.
And the money goes to the salespeople, and this guy can sell, and he's an icon in our country, so this will be fascinating.
Brilliant.
We've got our Facebook expert, Jen, is coming up to talk about paid ads. Now, she runs all of my paid Facebook. That's why anyone who knows me on Facebook will have seen my ads all the time, because it's Jen's campaigns that's putting my ads in front of people who know me. And that's one of the strategies we'll talk about. We'll actually go through case study ads. We'll show the ads that we're using and why we're using it. I've got a campaign that's running where I make a dollar every time someone clicks on the ad. I've just, because I'm tracking the conversions. She's just so good at it. And she's now doing ads for all of the big guys and traveling around the world. She's overseas right now, actually, meeting Perry Marshall, I think, talking.
Oh, there you go. So, and not a bad strategy to be able to – sorry, I was just going to say, not a bad strategy to be able to run an ad campaign and actually earn money when someone clicks on your ad.
It's great. I mean, if you get the ads right and you've got a good converting offer, you'll make money. And you'll make more money than trying to do everything with free traffic, this you know, magical, elusive free traffic thing.
Yep.
Free traffic's great, but anyone who's running free traffic, when they add paid traffic on top, if they know what they're doing with conversions, they should have an immediate increase in their profit. It's just that simple.
Yep.
Really excited about the next expert, who's my lovely little UK friend, James Dyson, not the vacuum cleaner guy. He's our graphic designer. I've known him for so long, and I've watched him grow this business. But the best part about his presentation is he's showing you how to go from being the technician, the one doing the work. In his case, he was designing graphics, to owning a profitable business. Now, he's built a software business from scratch, and he's made a very profitable software business. And he had to step from being the technician through to being the owner of the business. And that there's a mindset thing, there's a strategy thing there, and he'll be sharing that sequence with us. And it'll be his second time back here. Last time was Fastweb Formula 2.
Okay.
We've got Gideon coming up to talk about videos. And with YouTube, you know, we've talked about Facebook, we've talked about Google with AdWords. Well, you need to be on YouTube as well. So we need a video expert to tell us about making videos and getting people to watch them and being compelled to go through to our website and make a purchase. So that's pretty much what we'll be talking about, video domination. We need a sound effect there. Video domination.
Yeah, we do. We do.
You know, if you go for the big three, you have got it made. So we're covering Google, we're covering Facebook, we're covering YouTube. You've just got to be there. Leading on from that, my super duper friend and Swiss Army pocket knife machine, Andy G, is coming out from Switzerland. And, you know, the land of the Toblerone and the Rolex. You know you're going to get high quality. This guy is precise. His conversions, his tracking, his methodical approach to affiliate marketing sees him earning seven figures a year. He's in the top 100 ClickBank affiliates, and he's coming back to talk to us about the latest strategies and the market changes. So he's a super guy. I think his presentation was one of the most talked about presentations from the last Fastweb Formula. That was the first time he ever spoke about anything that he was doing to anybody outside of a small group of friends like me. And Fastweb Formula 3 is the second time. So, you know, he's an underground marketer.
It's fair to say a lot of these guys who are coming up and sharing the stage at Fastweb Formula 3, it's not as if they're spending countless days and weeks each year on the speaking circuit. They're actually in the bunker doing the work and building the business. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, look, you know, these people are doing it, not talking about it. And most of these people hardly ever speak. There's a couple who speak, but I mean, one or two. And I'm not asking people to come because they're a good speaker. I'm asking people to come because their information needs to be shared with our community, and it's very, very valuable information. And in some cases, nobody else in the world is doing it at the same level that they are. All right, so our next expert is back for the third Fastweb Formula in a row, and that's Kyle. And he's talking to us about the local business thing, and we've been continuing this theme because it's such a huge opportunity.
It's massive.
Internet marketing and business go hand in hand, and you can be on either side of the fence. If you're a business owner, you'll want to hear what he's got to say, what he's teaching people who are internet marketers to do to go and sell to business owners, because you can access this stuff directly. Secondly, if you want to go and look to businesses as an opportunity, then you go and learn what Kyle's got to teach, because he'll set you up with your own business. Basically, you can be in a consulting business where your internet marketing skills become extraordinarily valuable. How do I know this? Because I still get paid every single month and have been for the last 4 years by normal business clients who pay me to do their internet marketing. And I've had the same clients since day one. And so far, I've got 100% stick ratio, which means they stick around, they don't leave, because internet marketing is what every business owner is aware of now. It was actually harder a few years ago when they didn't even know they need it. Now that they know they need it, you've got a perfect match. Internet marketing knowledge combined with business equals profit.
What do you think it is? I'm going to digress here, but it is interesting. What you state is fact, and I've seen it for myself with my own clients and my own business. But what is it about internet marketing that's just so compelling to the business owner? Is it its accountability, its measurability, its cost effectiveness, its ability to engage and impact, you know, almost at the point of purchase? I suppose it's all those things, isn't it? Am I missing anything?
Well, I think most business owners use the internet. It's something we can all relate to. With half Australia's population on Facebook, you know, most business owners are aware of the internet. They use the internet. Our only other speaker, Ed, is coming out, and he's raked in nearly $40 million serving dentists. And he said something to me that was fascinating. He said, you'll sell more to a market where they hate what they do. So maybe there's a clue in that. Maybe the internet is almost escapism and something more exciting to talk about than the actual work. Because, look, if there's some person on a chair with their mouth open and I've got to go poking around that with stuff and drills and that, I think I'd rather be talking about internet marketing anyway.
Absolutely.
So I just skipped the whole dentist part. I'm going straight for the internet marketing.
James, that's the list of the speakers. That's extraordinary. I mean, the depth of the speakers, what they'll be covering, incredible. It's also important to know that if you do come to Fastweb Formula 3, there's a whole lot to be learned by sitting and taking in the knowledge, but just rubbing shoulders with other people who understand what it is you're trying to do with your own business, who get the whole concept of internet marketing, and that's powerful in itself. As you said earlier, the idea of, you know, there'll be joint venture partners in the room, there will be suppliers to your business in the room, and it's just such a wonderful opportunity to get in that energy, to get in that space where everyone's got the same intention. That's powerful. So, and to that point, there is going to be a Friday night drinks, yeah?
There will be a Friday night drinks. I'm just wrapping up a sponsor for that. Yep. And everyone will get a drink on me and we'll be able to network. And just to put some perspective on this, I get people from our industry, you know, high up, super experts asking me, you know, where can they get 5 tickets? They're sending their whole team, or 10 tickets. And so the best programmers, the best software people, the best marketers are sending people from their office, not just coming themselves, because they recognize the value in having, you know, I'd say it's in the top one or two industry events of the entire calendar in this country, and perhaps internationally. It's getting such a good reputation. As you know, a lot of the speakers are coming from overseas now, and so too a lot of guests. We have guests coming from Dubai and the USA and the UK are flying out just for this event.
It'll be a very international gathering.
It will be.
What do you love about it? It's your third one. What do you, when you think about Fastweb Formula 3 coming up in October this year, what do you think? What do you feel?
I'm looking forward to getting a new hoodie because I wear them every day. There's nothing like a good hoodie for an internet marketer to get you through.
Thank you for that deep and meaningful response.
No, it's the people. Of course it's the people. It's getting together with friends and people who, you know, when you're circulating in normal society, if you talk about internet marketing, people do look at you a little bit funny. Yep. You know, it's like I'd look at someone who says they're a Star Trekkie or something. I'd go, oh, okay, that's nice. But it's good to be able to get together with other people who know what you're on about, and you can have, you know, these long and deep conversations about all things internet marketing, and it's just really cool.
Yep. So, James, just signing off on the details, it is this year. It is on the Sunshine Coast in the beautiful Australian state of Queensland. So we're talking October 28, 29, 30, Sunshine Coast, Queensland, Australia, 3 days. And if you book on the link, which is on this page, if you click on the banner and book, to anyone listening to this, they are also included in the price, going to get a 30-minute coaching session with me. That's the buy with bonus part of it. And I'm sure buy with bonus will be talked about as a strategy at Fastweb Formula. But my buy with bonus is if you buy through the link on this page, then you'll get a 30-minute coaching session with me to talk about your own marketing and share your own marketing and branding questions that I can answer. They're also going to get, anyway, whether they buy through this link or not, James, a copy of the 12 DVDs of Fastweb Formula 1. Is that correct?
They'll be getting an online membership with their ticket that includes 12 streaming videos
of Fastweb Formula 1.
The whole event. So, the whole event in streaming format for them to watch online or download to their computer. And that way, you know, if they're coming into this a little bit new, they could watch that event and be up to speed. If you've already been to Fast Web Formula 1 or 2, it'd be a great refresher just to have a little reminder of, because that information is still just as valid now as it was then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, a lot of the information is, you know, it's conceptually, it just doesn't change. It's just, you've got to know it if you want to succeed. So, James, thanks for taking us behind the scenes of Fast Web Formula 3. I hope that gives people, anyone listening to this, a much greater insight into what they can expect. It's a bit of a no-brainer. You know, really, if you're an internet marketer at any level, or a small business, medium business owner, wanting to really turbocharge your marketing efforts, create some additional revenue streams in a very smart, cost-effective way, then, mate, this is for you. So, hey, thanks, James. And listeners, click on that link below, register now. We're not going to go and say seats are limited or any of this. It's a big venue and it's going to be lots of people there, but the quicker you make the decision to come, you can go and book your seats and tickets and beds and all that, and we'll see you there.
We'll see you there.
Thanks, James.
All right, thanks, Timbo.
See you, mate.
See ya.